Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke mind management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word, but really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F-word. How about you?
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Love beneath me makes me wanna fly. Welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. How are you all doing tonight? It's the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan on Life Conversations Radio Network. I am your host, Celeste Morgan, and that was Ricky Byers-Beckwith bringing us home with Begin Again, or The Look of Love Renews Me. You can find Ricky at rickybb.com. or agapelive.com. Tonight, I'm inviting you home. Let's return to innocence with the help of number 12, which shows up as the Hanged Man in Tarot and the Porcupine from the Medicine Cards. I like to call this dance of 12, Surrender to Your Childlike Joy. But before we get into that, how you doing? What's been moving since we last hung out? I hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Now, when you call in, I might be inclined to ask you what you had for dinner. I know that Tanya Glowing Gooch, who's over in the phone line right now, made dinner, but I didn't get a plate. But I did eat. And that's important on a Sunday night for me, because I often don't treat myself to a home-cooked meal, but I'm working on that today. So tonight it was whiting fish, and it was some kind of good. So I hope you'll share your stories with me, what's been going on and moving for you this weekend as you prepare to get ready for your Monday. This is our time, our me time. And I want to thank Tamara, Spiritual Midwife, a.k.a. Tam Tam. And she's joined by Tamara Joy in the chat room. There are actually some names that I don't recognize on the phone lines. And those of you in the archive, thank you for spending your now time with me, because now is the only time that matters. So whenever you listen, it is the right time. But listen, if you want a reading or have something on your heart to share, you're going to have to join me live. Call in 347-426-3346. And I always like to show, start my show with gratitude and thanks for the people who hold me down and help me show up to share my gifts. So I want to thank Life Coach Today, who is the head of Life Conversations Radio Network, for giving me this opportunity to share all things tarot and otherworldly tonight. He's screening the calls for me and handling the technical parts of the show, so make sure you say hi to him when you call in. I'd also like to tell you about the other shows you can find on lifeconversationsradio.com, because it means a lot to me to be a part of a family, a radio family, and our main goal is to shift you one conversation at a time. We have the Ask Life Coach radio show from Monday through Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. That's where you can also find me during the week. I break down the energy of the day around 1. Then we have the play experience with Mbasa Safara on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Have you played with yourself today? Do you passionately love and appreciate yourself? Take a trip on the playground and get in touch with deeply loving yourself. Then we have Ancestral Blueprints on the last Wednesday of the month with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today. And there you can learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. And then you have me, the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan at 8 p.m. Eastern on Sundays. This is the place and a space to take an interactive, fun approach to getting to know who you really are and learning how to embrace all of you through the use of introspective tools like tarot, medicine cards, black angel cards. I weave stories using numbers, cards, music, movies, and books might even come up to provide you with a new outlook to experience the best in your life. You are reclaiming your me power when you join me on Sunday nights. The call-in number again is 347-426-3346, or you could post your questions on Celestial Show, Celeste Morgan, fan, like page, to stay up with what's going on at Life Conversations Radio Network. Feel free to go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, and you'll find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. So let's get to it. March is already here. Can you believe how fast time is moving? I feel like I blinked. One minute it was New Year's on January 1st, and then we celebrate the Chinese New Year. We did a special show about that. Here we are already in March. And March is one of my favorite months because it is Women's History Month. If you don't know it, it's international, all over the world. And it's just a time that we celebrate all the advances of women. So, you know, I am woman, hear me roar. I'm not going to roar, but I will meow. Meow. And it's also the Mercury retrograde in Pisces. That's going to be upon us until March 17th. And you know what? I have to tell the family. I have to tell y'all something. You know, you remember last week how I, you know, was warning you guys about, you know, be careful of the Mercury retrograde. You know, make sure you check yourself to see what's going on, you know. Do you know I almost locked myself out of my apartment again, even after giving my family that warning? I mean, I am so serious. So really, for me and for you, slow down and be conscious and be present. You know, I want to share the signs for you that I was moving too fast. I was rushing, and I dropped my keys on the floor, and I didn't put them where I was supposed to be. So I'm at the bus stop looking like a crazy woman. And I left my apartment, but here's the blessing, because usually I beat myself up when I already know there's something that I'm supposed to do, and I don't do it. Even in my rushing, I could still hear that small voice, and it was literally a whisper, and I heard, Celeste, you don't have your keys. And I was like, huh, what? I'm so grateful I didn't ignore it, because you know what? When we don't listen to that voice, that intuition, well, I'm not going to talk about you. I'm just going to talk about me. I'm going to just going to say when I don't listen, I usually find myself in trouble. Imagine if I hadn't listened and I would have found myself at the end of my evening realizing I didn't have my keys, which were in my house. So Mercury retrograde in Pisces is no joke. Pay attention to it. And then for the moon phase on Monday, we have a last quarter moon. And I'd like to thank the people of Astro Magical for this information that I'm going to share with you, because it's really powerful in terms of how to tap into this last quarter moon energy, because it's half light and it's half dark, which means we are both looking back and looking ahead. And often we find ourselves at a crossroads during the last quarter phase, sometimes trying to figure out which road is the best road to take. And it begins early, and it's really about coming to fruition. So it's questions about what needs to get done, what do we need to let go of, you know, what needs to be started in the next phase. It's literally decision time. So on Monday, you are invited to look back to see where you've been, what you've done, and then to look ahead to where you're going and what you will do. So I love to be able to give people tips like that because it helps us prepare on our journey, you know, whatever our life's path is. You know, I like to play with the moon and the numbers and the stars, not so that it can rule my life or our life, but just that we can use the energy in order to perhaps have less bumps in the road. At least that's my hope. So what is this return to innocence all about? I've been on quite a journey. You know, I come up with the topics for the show, playing with the numbers that are appearing today. And our special guest tonight is going to be the number 12. But most numerologists like to break it down to the number 3. But when you add up the date, you get 12, and then you add one more time and you get 3. But I decided tonight that I wanted to stay on 12. There were some messages in the number 12 that was speaking to me. But before I could even get to the number 12, I had a nudge to play with return to innocence. And what happens when you add that up? And I'm getting a shout out.
Then I'm breaking up a little bit and sounding fuzzy. I'm hoping that I'm sounding better now. Hello, mystery. Okay, I'm just going to take a break for the cause. Just doing some technical piece. Do I sound better now? Because I really want you to feel me. Okay, I'm good now. Yes. Thank you so much to my man behind the scenes. Thank you, Life Coach Today. Thank you, Tamara Joy, for letting me know that I'm sounding fuzzy. So hopefully I can get up close because what I have to share is so important. I found out something. You know, my gift in numerology occurs in two ways. I'll get nudges and I'll get like an instinct to add things up. And I'm not, it hasn't been with me all my life, but as I've gotten older and I've been able to listen to more messages, when I feel that nudge, I do it. So I knew I wanted to play with innocence, and you'll figure out why as we go further into the show. But I thought it was really important to figure out why was I getting this call to add up, return to innocence. And when I say add it up, and you can do it for yourself, it's to take the alphabet, the letters, and add up their, you know, where they are numerically. So when I calculate the numbers connected to the letters, I receive a powerful message. So when you add the letters of return to innocence all together, it equals 6. So when we return to innocence, we return to love. And 6 is the lovers in tarot, and it's ruled by Venus, the planet of love, beauty, and sensuality. So wherever you are in life right now, whether you are loving your life experiences or not, remember, healing is an ongoing journey, but it will still lead you to love. There is always more to discover about yourself and life. And your childhood may not have been peaches and cream, but the inner child within you is still dreaming and wants to come out and lead the way. So tonight, I want to invite you to tap into your inner resources and feed the child within. If you've been too grown to relax, if you're more focused on working than being, if you've been too uptight to smile, then it's time to put your adult to bed. And I have a special gift for all of you tonight. They call me the archivist for Life Conversations Radio. And you know, if you've been calling in to any of the shows on this network, you can go back and see how your spiritual development has unfolded. So since I started out as a listener, I was able to tap into connecting with Linda Howe on November 14th, 2011.
She is a premier expert on the Akashic Records. And in case you don't know, the Akashic Records are a dimension of consciousness that contains a vibrational record of every soul and its journey. This vibrational body of consciousness exists whether in its entirety and is completely available at all times and all places. Some people think that it's that it's actual records that you can go into and tap. Other people see it less literally and more metaphysically. Either way, there's powerful energy connected to it. So I called in as a listener to ask a question, and her answer to me is quite a treat. And it sets us off just in the right place for our innocence retreat. So how about we take a listen? The question that I have for you is this. I'm tapping into energy. I find that when I allow my inner child to play, she brings me back more gifts than I even anticipated. So I think I'm having entertainment and I'm having fun and I'm getting lessons and connections and making patterns to old stories. So I'm wondering, from your standpoint and the work that you've done, how important is it for us to get in touch with our younger selves, our play selves, to be able to tap into what you're speaking about today?
You know, Celeste, I gotta tell you, you rock. This is
Thank you.
This is great. All right, now listen, this is very exciting. Now, from an Akashic perspective, the inner child is an aspect of the soul. Okay? And as we understand that, you know yourself from your own conscious, you're building a conscious relationship, right, with this dimension of yourself. And as you do so, as the trust is built, right, life changes. I mean, we change. Now, in my second book, Healing Through the Records, right, it's using the power of your sacred wounds to discover your soul's perfection. In my work, what I came upon is an expression of the soul that I've identified as the innermost self. It is very, I would say, we could make a case for inner child, absolutely, because the innermost self is that part of our soul, a part of our being that knows, that is fully aware of its divine nature. Okay? It is also, it is the protector, like the gatekeeper, for our most precious and valued inner resources. And it is the part of us that is, I want to say, you know, when we're little, it's the part of us that was there even when we were little, telling us, you know, whatever. Ongoing communication. It is the... It's like the sliver of our being that knows the truth and never forgets it. However, because, you know, we're all here, you know, we're learning, you know, whatever we're here doing. Most of us, many of us at this point in time are here to heal issues of self-abandonment and self-rejection. And so in order to transform that, we make a connection with the innermost self. And it's part of us that is all-knowing, and it's a bridge between the divine, right, between that divine awareness and our human experience. So, yeah, I mean, you're right. You're right there. I think our words are a little bit different. I think there are some subtle differences. But this is, see, in the work of, you know, transforming our relationships with ourselves, we're looking at, can I... First of all, am I aware of my innermost self? Okay, and Celeste, I mean, you're right there. Am I aware? Am I awake? Do I pay attention? Do I listen? And then, am I willing to get on my own side? Am I willing to be to myself what I really wish others would be to me? Can I extend to myself unconditional self-love? Right, which is... you know, which is really extending to ourselves compassion and understanding, no matter what. So I, you know, so no matter what, right? And that's a spiritual practice, the practice of, right? It is the holiest. It is a holy act to extend compassion to myself when I don't meet my own standards.
Holy act when you extend compassion to yourself. That is so true. That is so true.
Wow. Thank you, my girl.
Thank you.
Hey, Celeste,
keep having fun.
Yes, ma'am. I love that. You know, I love that. You know, Linda Howe ends that on keep having fun. And I want you to know this. This is really important for me to help you understand. You know, for a lot of you who are on the phone lines, you've been walking this walk for a long time. I've seen you for Tracy Ann, for Tamara Joy, Tanya Glowing Gooch, Tam Tam, I believe that's Colby. All you queens have been walking this walk for a long time. And the gift of being a part of this journey is you get to go back, you get to hear yourself. You know, you get to go back, you get to hear yourself, you get to hear the questions that you've been asking. And there is a gift from 2011 that we're tapping into, the 2013, that literally, now Linda didn't say this, I'm going to put this in her mouth real quick. You can tap into the Akashic Records by playing with your inner child energy. By playing. Can you imagine? It doesn't have to be schoolwork. You don't have to go to college for it. But when you are, I think the key is that when you are dealing with your innermost self and you're playing and you're free, you are more open to receive divine messages. You're actually at a higher vibrational match to connect with whatever those records are. And I love that conversation because she just basically confirmed to me that something that I've been doing, just being goofy, and I want to lead you into that because the inner child is so powerful. And connecting with that energy will really lead you to more gifts. And that's what I was finding. That's what led me to the question. I was hearing her talk about the Akashic Records, but then I started to intuitively connect with, you know, I'm tapping into something when I'm having a good time. You know, I'm a child of the 70s. So for me, in my 40s, some of the ways that I tap into my inner joy and my power is by going back to those things that made me happy when I was a kid. And what were those things? For me, I loved the Electric Company. Morgan Freeman, everybody knows him as Huck and Driving Miss Daisy. But for me, he was Easy Reader. He's the reason why I love to read books. Tapping into that makes me feel good. And when I feel good, I just feel like I can just conquer the world. I see I have a question for Miss Tamara Joy going off on my inner child piece. And I want you to think about those things from your childhood that you've been able to hold on to in your adulthood that makes you feel good. So the question from Tamara Joy is, Mercury retrograde in Pisces, stronger for Pisces, because I am going through it. Yeah. Yes, yes, Tamara Joy, if you think about Pisces, okay, Pisces by itself as a sign takes on a lot of energy and a lot of people's energy being a water sign. It's the 12th sign in the house of astrology. And I've heard this, and I haven't done a research on it, but a lot of people say that one of the ascended masters, JC, or Jesus, may have been a Pisces. So imagine taking on all of the, you know, the stories that we've created around the Christianity piece, around Jesus taking on all the sins of the world. I think astrologically that connects me to Pisces in a lot of ways, which is why I think people say that, you know, he could have been Pisces. I don't know. Who knows? But it's something that's coming up right now, and I don't disrespect my gift today. But, Tamara Joy, what I would really stress for you right now, sweetie, is that Pisces energy. Pisces is so loving, and Pisces takes on a lot of things that's not its own, that it is trying to focus on grounding so that you don't get swept away in the emotions. Because, you know, I keep seeing martyr. That's the word that keeps coming up to me. You know, my Piscean friends, man, they will cry with you, through you, around you, and over you. And you may already be over whatever you've been ticked off about, but when you share it with your Pisces friend, you almost have to make sure they're okay so they're not taking on the energy. And Pisces is such a loving, generous sign that when you're dealing with this Mercury retrograde on top of it, this energy, there's a lot that can be overwhelming. The blessing for you, though, Tamara Joy, is you do have a way to release it through your art. So I would really focus on my hands and my art right now, your sculpting, your painting. I really believe that that will help ground you with this energy. You got till March 17th to get through this moment, and I believe that it's powerful and you can do it, but I definitely believe that you are moving through it. You're going through it if you're feeling this energy, and grounding yourself and finding some ways to play will also help, and I do have some tips around that as well. So I want you to know that I am doing readings tonight. Call in 347-426-3346. I'm happy to pull a card for you. And let's get to some, like, you know, practical grounding pieces around finding your inner child. I found this from Cindy Platt from pickthebrain.com. I love this article because I actually do some of the things on the list that she has presented. And I want to share that, and hopefully that will help with the Mercury retrograde. The first thing for finding your inner child, for connecting with this energy, is number one, expand your five senses. Look at all the beauty that surrounds you. Take time to observe sunrises and sunsets, moonlight, nature, listen to bird calls, children playing, trees rustling, happy music, and people laughing. Isn't that amazing? Smell the aroma of food. Do bubble baths. Touch finger paints. Sand, the garden. Taste life. She also recommends, which I love, sing silly songs. Singing a song out loud is good for you. It is an aerobic activity that increases the oxygen flow in your body and reduces stress. And the lyrics you choose can affect your emotional well-being. So grab a karaoke and make up a song. And remember, if you can't sing well, it's all right. You can sing loud. Watch a lot of animation. That's number three. And I am so the queen of animation. I still watch the X-Men. They say that animation is engaging, filled with color and positively delightful. It's a terrific medium to affirm, enrich, and collect experiences that make you forget about the seriousness of everyday life. So who would have thought that watching Roadrunner can actually lift your vibration? Number four is go to children's places. Family, friendly, and fun-oriented places for children are great stomping grounds to find and feel your inner child. They have a recommendation about zoos, but I'm not really a big fan of zoos. I always want to free the animals. But, hey, how about children's museums and parks, you know, reflecting the diversity of childhood? And I love in the chat room, I see that some people were feeling Electric Company and Mr. Rogers. We're not too old for that. That helps keep us in tune. Number five, create a concept board, or you might better know it as vision board, you know. If you didn't get to experience your ideal childhood, perhaps you can create it. You know, by browsing through magazines and websites, you can cut out pictures and paste them on poster boards so that you can have a visual representation of childhood. Number six, play with children's toys. I love that one, you know. I'm a big fan of Candyland. Take time out from being an adult and choose some fun toys to rediscover your inner child. Read, number seven is read children's literature, which I'm a big fan of. I do. Eight, play games, video games, board games, or hide and seek. Number nine, look at photos of childhood. You know, if you can, if you have some. I don't have that many childhood photos, but I do looking at other people's. That makes me happy. And here is one of my favorites. Have a happy on birthday. You know, so what is your idea of the perfect birthday party? Tons of presents, attention, a huge cake. Whatever image you have in your mind, make it happen with a happy on birthday to you and recapture the spirit, particularly if you didn't get to have the birthday of your dreams. You can go ahead and do that. But allowing yourself to play without worry of your public image or guilt helps redefine the inner child that is hiding inside of you. Climb a hill or ride a Ferris wheel with your new best friend, you. I'm going to add something to this list because I do it, and I'll probably talk about it on every show. But I would add dancing around your home to your favorite song. I do nightly concerts, and I tap into my inner rock star. And I've been doing this since I was a kid, and I haven't stopped. I recommend it highly. It definitely keeps me going. And, you know, you can also have a date night with yourself. You know, go to a restaurant by yourself, try something new. You know, there's more, but you know what? You get the point. The key, family, is to stay in wonder. And I saw on Facebook the sweetest post that if we could all see life through the eyes of a child, we would see magic in everything. And I do believe that, and I do believe in keeping the magic going. So you are listening to Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, and I think that it might be time to take a breather. So go grab your favorite beverage, meet me right back here, you know, we'll continue the journey, because we're going to dive into numbers next, and that's where I really like to play. So we'll be right back.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS. What if you established your own path, one that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Welcome back to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I understand that Tracy Ann Miller, a.k.a. Swiper, wants to play tonight. So I'm going to invite her in.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am fine. You know what? I'm going to do something with you because I have a funny feeling that it's going to work. But
okay.
We're going to incorporate the number 12 with whatever I pull for you at this moment.
Awesome.
We can make sure that the energy of the day also, you get to be blessed by that as well. So
okay.
How may I help you?
Well, I just called in to say thank you. For being you.
Oh, you know what?
And how much fun I've had with you and Ade.
Oh, my God, really? So we're going to talk about it, huh? Tracy Ann posted this picture of these kids going down this hill with this cart or this a wagon on Facebook. It was hilarious.
Oh, that was
and I,
wonderful.
Of course, got triggered about me actually riding down a grocery cart down a big hill. And we had a lot of fun last night. You want to talk about tapping into your inner child and laughing? I had a wonderful time with that.
I was up all night laughing. Thanks to you guys.
So what would you like to share?
You have to do this early in the morning. Keep me awake.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure. When I get to have beautiful people like you around, I get to play and stay forever young.
Yes, definitely.
Which is a song. But I'm
I know. And I've got 20 years over you. So.
How do you
keep
know?
It coming. Keep it coming.
Well, you know, what's really interesting is your post was so in alignment because 12, well, 12, 3, you added down to 3, but we're going to play with 12, is the energy
okay.
of the day. And, you know, what I really love about this, and I'm going to give this to you, is that 12 in medicine cards is a porcupine, and the chant for that is, porcupine, remind me of innocence again, with every man a brother, each woman a friend.
Oh, my, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I thought you might like that.
I do.
I thought you might like that. You know, and that's really the basis of me building the show. So I appreciate you calling in because you connected me with that porcupine energy, the number 12. I bet you had no idea getting me ready for tonight's show.
Well, that's good. That's good.
So
I like the
high
energy.
I know, that's right. So
yeah,
can I pull a card
do.
For you tonight? Do you have a question on your mind?
Can you ask where I'm headed now?
Interesting question.
Because right now I'm just being.
I love
in
it.
In love with life.
I love it. Okay, well, with that kind of energy, let's see what we get for you. I'm going to the Mother Peace tarot cards, and as you can hear, I'm shuffling them. And I read them without looking at them to pull it. So it's literally like the law of attraction. And I'm going to pull one card for you. Oh, I love it. Oh, my goodness. You know.
Oh, where am I going? Where am I going? I can't wait to hear.
You have the Daughter of Swords. And I love this card. You know, the Daughter of Swords, you know, Swords and Tarot is about what you're thinking about. Swords is air, and air
right.
is anything mental, anything that you're thinking about. But when I see the Daughter of Swords card, I literally think of Xena.
Okay.
Do you know who Xena is?
No, but I know the card.
I'm so grateful that I asked you the question. Anyway, Xena is a warrior priestess. It's a TV show. But,
okay.
But there's a woman. I know, right?
There's I don't watch TV. So.
I don't either, but I did in the 90s. Anyway,
yeah.
Anyway, that's
yeah,
Xena. You can YouTube it. Okay, moving on. Okay, Daughter of Swords. So what I love about this card is that you have this fierce woman who has a sword. She's got it raised up. That means she's clearing mind. She's focused. And she is so powerful, she can't get down off of this mountain by herself. So she has whistled for the wind to come, and the wind is in the form of a horse. Now, horse
wow.
represents power in medicine cards.
Yeah.
So the Daughter of Swords is such a strong woman. So regardless of whether you know where you're going or not, here's my message to you. You've got the tools to get to where you want to be simply by continuing in your practice of enjoying your life at a high vibration. Then you'll be able to manifest because you've already tapped into your power, Xena-like warrior priestess energy. This woman on this card is no joke. And the Daughter usually is somebody who's at the beginning of learning their expertise, but the Daughter of Swords takes it to a higher vibration because that swords means that she is intelligent. She has a balance of the masculinity and the femininity to make her dreams come true. So since she is whistled for the wind to turn into a horse, she's going to jump on this thing and fly to her heart's desire. And that is what I am saying to you.
That is awesome. Thank you.
It's my pleasure.
That really rang true, too.
That is my pleasure.
That's amazing. I went out last night on the porch, and it was snowing outside. And I was watching the snow come down, and I sat down to enjoy one of our last snowfalls. And and I thought this just beautiful thought, which I wish I could remember, but all of a sudden something blew all the snow into my face.
Really?
I know, it was an angel. And then it stopped. And I go, well, thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Really? You had something blow
yeah.
something in your face, and here you are with this card with where she's
yeah, and then I got all these tingles inside of me. I go, wow, that's really cool.
We can't
and then
make
this
that
card.
Kind of stuff up.
Thank you so much, Celeste.
It's my pleasure.
You just
now,
made my evening.
Did I? It's my pleasure. Tracy Ann, okay, now make my evening, honey. What you cook tonight?
What did I cook? Actually,
yes.
I didn't cook anything. I made carrot and apple and celery juice. And
that
I had,
good.
A couple hours before that, I had orange juice, lemon, and ginger, and garlic, and honey, and turmeric, and cayenne pepper.
So healthy.
Oh, that was really powerful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm recovering from the flu, so I'm semi-fasting and doing powerhouse foods.
Well,
so,
I am sending you love, light, and energy. And
well,
now
thank
when I
you.
This card, I will definitely be thinking about you. Now, your homework, though, sweetie, is to look up Xena.
I will.
Forget it. You know what I'm going to do for you, Mommy? I'm just going to message you, inbox you that. So
oh,
you can
thank
have
you
fun
so
with
much.
It.
I will.
Well,
you have a rocking evening tonight.
I will. Thank you for
and
calling.
I look forward to our next play.
Next Sunday.
We'll have to find something really good.
Oh, trust
thank
me, we'll
you.
Be playing throughout the week. You're so welcome.
Oh, you're
that was
beautiful.
Tracy.
Love you.
And I love you too, sweetie. That was Tracy Ann. How amazing. I love that. I got tingles when she started to talk about feeling the snow and the wind coming up on her face. So powerful. Time is moving. Can you believe how fast time is moving? But you know what? We've been talking about our inner child. We've been talking about ways to tap into this energy. But the other thing that I definitely want to give you for sure is the number 12. The number 12 is really powerful. And it's kind of come up because we've been talking about Pisces. But, you know, we have 12 astrological signs in Western culture. And the 12th astrological sign is Pisces. And it reminds of the gift of sacrifice when we surrender to our higher selves to serve all of humanity. 12 also shows up as the Hanged One in tarot. And this man hangs upside down to get a new perspective and let go of his ego to allow for spirit to enter and help him in his calling. The 12th letter of the alphabet is L, and words like loving, laughter, and light connects us to the powerful energy of number 12. Now, I already shared with Tracy Ann was with us that the 12th card and medicine cards is the porcupine. And, you know, with the porcupine energy, you can create heaven on earth because the porcupine has the gift of innocence and childlike joy. And through this powerful magic, we create opportunities for ourselves and others to show up fully in the space of love. And that's really the gift of the inner child. When we're able to tap into the energy of the inner child, then we are able to show up fully in love on our heroes and our sheroes journey. It becomes our magic wand for anything that we're walking through in our life. And another piece that I found was a Doreen Virtue card about innocence. The most important thing to remember about innocence tonight is that we are guiltless family, and we are free to play and to be who we are with all our magnificence. And as we are getting close to that time, you know, it is Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I don't know if we're going to have time for another caller, but I'll throw out the number again, 347-426-3346. But I want to make sure that I leave you with these magic words that I found synchronistically, because I've been looking for things around innocence all week. I get to experience the show and live it the week before I do it, and it feeds me. And one of the things I found on my journey is this, beloved one, everyone is guiltless in truth, as no one can alter God's handiwork of perfection. Give us your feeling of heaviness so we can lighten your load. Give us any guilt, anger, or blame that may shroud your loving outlook. Enjoy the peace within your heart once more. And once you're able to allow your inner child to come out and play, then you can work in alignment for all the ways in which you know you were meant to show up in love and light and joy and peace and understanding that you are not meant to be like anyone else. You are meant to live at your highest vibration. And if you let that little kid inside of you out to play, there is no telling where it will lead you. I know this for myself. And you know, you can always go back to the show, go back and re-listen to what Linda Howe had to say about tapping into the Akashic Records and the importance of showing compassion for yourself. It's time to give yourself a break tonight, family, and in your life. Yes, indeed. So I'm going to check the chat room, make sure I'm not missing anything. You think we are? Yes. Okay, thank you, Echo, today. Yeah, so basically, you know, I really want to thank everybody tonight for being with me. There's beautiful people in the chat room, on the phone lines. I hope you're able to at least get some hints about where to go to enjoy your life and to allow your inner child to have its way. Getting ready for work on Monday or getting ready to stay at home and maybe work your dreams. Everybody's not working 9 to 5. But either way, the key is to show up as you. To show up as you and allow those parts in you that you haven't tapped in a long time. You know, if there are some dreams that you've put on hold, it's time to let them free today. I recommend journaling. I recommend meditation. I recommend dancing around to find your place. Getting still and quiet and trying to sense what that inner voice is saying to you to let you know places that you've neglected yourself is a powerful way to let your inner child out. It holds the key because the truth is, unless we become like little children, we'll never enter the kingdom. And that's from one of the sacred texts. And I do believe that that's one of the most profound scriptures in the sacred text. So the kingdom is within you. Are you ready to find it today? You are a beautiful dreamer. That's how we're going to end the night tonight with Caroline Malachi. And you can find her at carolinemalachi.com. So this is The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I'll be joining you next week at 8 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget that you can join me on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. I love you, family. Make sure you love yourself. Good night.
Hiding from the lightning. We are in the suburbs, racing to red lights, having close encounters far away.
Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.